Maybe this has happened to you. You're driving down the highway, music blasting, or maybe some NPR, and then you see signs for a lane closure ahead. You might be the kind of person who merges as soon as you can into the slow-moving open lane. But then you see those drivers next to you, the ones who breeze by, putting off that merge until the last possible moment. Does this tick you off? Are you sitting there thinking, how rude? Well, it turns out those other drivers might have the right idea. This is called zipper merging, and it's actually encouraged by transportation officials in a lot of states, including the one of our next guest, Marshall Zellinger. He's a reporter with 9 News in Denver, Colorado, where he's been on a bit of a zipper merge education campaign this year, and he joins us to talk about it now. Hi, Marshall.
Hi, Aisha. It's going to be a movement after today. We're going nationwide.
Okay. So did I describe zipper merging correctly?
You did it phenomenally, except from the zipper merge perspective is the people breezing by aren't the rude ones.
Yes. And this is usually for like construction zones. What about when there's like a busy exit or like a car accident when a lane is blocked off, like what we're describing? Zipper merging is waiting until you get as close to that obstruction as possible?
Correct. If your lane is ending, you're still encouraged to take it all the way that you can to help ease congestion behind you. However, if it's an exit lane and you're trying to use the exit lane as far as you can before you swoop back into traffic, that is not a zipper merge. That's being a jerk.
Okay. This is radio, but I do recommend for people who can to look at this on YouTube because I feel like that will really, seeing the visual really makes it clear. I had to look it up. Is it always more efficient and safer to do the zipper merge?
When traffic is slow because of like a construction zone, yes. There is a study that several experts have told me it could ease traffic in that area by 40%.
Well, so other than just educating the public about this driving technique, what else do you think would help drivers get into this habit?
Well, my idea, make your hand like a peace sign. So everybody put up your right hand, like you're the driver, put up your right hand in front of your rear view mirror, make the peace sign. And then bring your fingers together.
Like a zipper.
Like a zipper. You've made 2 into 1. We should get the Spice Girls involved. Bring, you know, 2 into 1. And that's my campaign for this is the more people know about it, the more normal it's going to be. And I'll tell you, we got an email from someone who went to church last weekend and said they were in line for communion. 2 lines, and they both looked at each other at the front of the line, zippered, did the hand signal to each other, and that's the moment I understood I'm literally doing the Lord's work.
We're so grateful. That's Marshall Zellinger of 9 News in Denver talking about zipper merging. Thank you so much, and safe driving and safe zipper merging, Marshall.
Thank you, Aisha. And feel free any weekend to just end the show like, you know, have a good weekend and don't forget to zipper merge.